That shit's so smooth, yo.
You're listening to Realism Sports Talk with your host, Terrell Jenkins.
Welcome back, Realism Sports Talk, episode 168, part 1. And this is a raw edition on Fridays. So be careful what you might see here or whatever. Thank y'all for watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify. Check us out on Facebook, at Realism Pod on Twitter, and Realism Sports Talk on TikTok. Before we get into any big things, thoughts and prayers are going with Lisa Hansbro, one of my boys, Keith, which is the GOAT, Brandon's brother. She had surgery, so well wishes to her. And prayers for Candace and the family for the loss of Kalor. That's locally here in Harrisburg, Virginia. It's a big-time thing. Speaking of big-time things, thank you to the patrons out here. The patrons right here. You make it possible for us to look this good right now. We're getting bigger and better. We appreciate it. Always keeping faith in my commanders. Love for the Black Mamba. And all the love for my mama right here. Because on Rattles yes, First sir. Talk, where everybody at? I want to see everybody when we do that, baby. Where they at?
Sports Talk.
There they go. Because on Rattles Sports Talk, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers to the local talent to the big time storylines. Yes. And the big time storylines is two out of the three channels on the Rattles Sports Talk Network. Loved Up just put out his third episode, so please check that out on YouTube. And Loud Outs, which is the producer, Jared, he's doing baseball talk all the time. When's your next show come out, Jared?
Sunday,
he's talking all baseball, strictly baseball. And I'm sure there's going to be some A's talk. And the reason why I bring up the A's is welcome back to Mr. Darren from Fat Boy Fadeaway. Always a pleasure to have you, baby. He's in Cali chilling, doing big things. Hello to your wife, Hannah, and your son, Derek, also. What's up, Derek?
How you doing, guys? We're ready to do this. Another raw edition here on Realism Sports. Ready to talk a little NFL. I know we're going to hit on some other sports
later.
Excited to join you guys. Ready to talk some sports. Ready to get into this.
That's right. First episode is going to be some NFL. We'll do some draft talk and everything else. Second one is going to be the basketball. Wow. And another welcome back is to Mr. Mondo Shimon, the young gunner. We haven't seen him in a while. He was in South Carolina. So glad to see you back, baby. Love my man, Shimon. I've known him since he was a little child. He knows a lot of sports knowledge. He's a Niner fan. And y'all might be the team. We're going to talk about your team here in a little bit. How you been, Mondo?
Man, I'm doing good. Maintaining, man. You can't live life thinking about the bad things. Think about what's positive.
I like that, baby. That was way more intelligent than the reel that I just put on Facebook when you was like, if it quacks like a duck, it quacks like... You saw that, Brandon? And my man, Brandon, the go to the show. He's doing everything. Anything we talk about, my man is always on the top of the leaderboard. What's good, Brandon?
Same old, man.
I like it. And tell all y'all significant others, thank you for letting y'all spend some time with us, because I know it's hard sometimes to get out on a Friday night to talk sports with the fellas. And my man Jared, the producer behind the scenes, woo-hoo, or on the scenes, he's keeping us extra clean, and with the patrons that be doing some things too. Y'all ready, fellas?
Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we're talking NFL bans, trade rumors, QB talk, draft news, and all the rest of the big-time storylines. But, man, we've been talking about the Lions like crazy, like they're the next big thing. And then breaking news comes out, 5 NFL players banned or suspended 6 games. One was actually a Washington Commander. The biggest thing before we get to the players, Brandon, I'm going to talk about one of your boys, because the Alabama guy, Jameson Williams, is one of those impacted. He wasn't drafted high because he got hurt. But we saw big things the last couple games of the year. He was one that got suspended 6 games. So I want you to be ready for that. But when we talk about the rules, Darren, what are we going to do about the betting? And betting is everywhere. The NFL puts it out there. Everybody can bet. We need some black and white rules, right? What do you think about the rules?
I mean, I think it's all... More so than just the rules, I think it also has to come down to the players, though, too, putting themselves in a position to put the, you know, like, you can't be doing something like that. We already saw that situation with Ridley. I think the rules do need to be in place, because once the NFL opened it up to even the Raiders moving to Vegas, being able to, you know, have gambling sponsorships, they put themselves in this situation to where, like, every call is questioned. Is there something on the line? Everything like this. So I think the NFL is going to have to tighten up on this more and more as they go forward, because they have a lot of money on the line, a lot of money invested from these companies on the line, and they don't want to look as frauds too. So I think it's going to be very interesting how this plays out moving forward.
I agree completely with that. And Brandon, like we talked about Jameson and your boy Calvin Ridley, where he go to school at? Alabama. I mean, So what happened with Calvin Ridley, and we all shook our head like, really? What's going on? The thing about Jameson was, it wasn't about him betting on football, because he wasn't. It was about him being in the facilities. So going to the, back to the rule again, how far away from the facility do you have to be to make it so you can place that bet?
I mean,
do you got to go across the street?
If he's on his own personal device, his phone, I don't see how you can regulate that, man. If something's legal. Yeah. And he's betting on another sport. So I don't see it's stupid. If they're not allowed to bet, I mean, they should be able to allow them to bet on any game they're not involved in.
I agree with that. And so going further with it, Shimon, it's like, okay, so we can do it here, but not here. Do it here, here. Where are the parameters for this? I mean, how do you justify saying you can bet on this, but not here? The rules are they in place for the fans? Are they in place for conspiracy of getting insider knowledge of something? What do you think, Shimon?
I mean, I don't think it'll be conspiracy, because conspiracy is basically something that was set up. I don't think the league is set up. I mean, these people work hard. They put their life, they put their heart into this. So it's definitely not conspiracy. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. I mean, what's going to happen is what's going to happen. It's the reality of the NFL. The NFL is, I mean, it used to be, like, we're not talking about the 80s, 90s, it's today. So it's like, you know what I'm talking about, Coach. Like, yeah. I can't keep going, you feel me?
Saw what happened with Calvin Ridley, and we knew the severity of it. I mean, a year suspension is, I think it's a big deal. I think it's a big deal, especially for somebody that was coming into his own, being a true number one receiver. They were trading away Julio Jones because you were supposed to be the man. So I think it was severe, but it's still not clear to me how far you have to be away from your facility or what day you can do it.
Or if that was even addressed to them. I mean, was that told to them, hey, you can't bet as long as you're on our facility?
They said it was a rule. They said it was in place. They say the rule was in place. I don't know. You know anything about it, Darren?
Can I ask a dumb question in this part of it? I haven't got to this part of the story yet. Sorry if I haven't caught up on it yet. Is, did he bet on the NFL?
No NFL. None of them did.
I think two of them must have, because they're indefinitely suspended.
So they just had a rule in place, the Lions, where these teams literally could just not place any bets on their facility whatsoever. That was literally their rule. That, to me, seems a little acidine.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Coaches are fired too.
I agree with that.
How do you control that? Like Brandon said, like, I mean, these guys are on a phone. You can place a bet as easily as I can send a text message.
Exactly.
And here's the craziest thing. Here's the craziest thing, fellas, is as they said, they use GPS technology or whatever to pinpoint their phone was there. Are you going to do that with every player in every major sport? Like, is that what we're spending our time on? Go find some terrorists or something that's fucking going up.
Just players did that?
Yeah.
There's definitely executives have done
that. That's what I'm saying.
And players are in fantasy leagues. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's for money. So what's the difference in that?
We got Austin Eckler on fantasy shows on Serious Radio talking about, pick me, what should I do, baby? I'm going to do these things. You know what I'm saying?
It's the moral of the story. This is the answer. The world is backwards.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Speaking of backwards.
Right is wrong and wrong is right nowadays.
Speaking of backwards, this guy I've never liked, and I don't care if he goes back to the Packers. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. What happened? He took over the news forever. Now it's kind of poo-pooed. And my man Brandon the Goat said this many times before, and I didn't believe him. Nobody did. He said it ain't going to happen. Brandon, are you sticking with that? The Jets will not get Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, they better hope, but I'm telling you, man, I think him to the Niners makes sense. I mean, Jets ain't coming off of first. Niners don't have one. Niners go get rid of Lance. Jets need somebody. Lance may go there. Rodgers to the Niners.
Dan, so what's their contingency plan? If this doesn't work out with the draft a week away, if the Jets don't get Rodgers, you done got all these free agents coming over, you done signed all these random people and stuff. What's their contingency plan?
The New York Packers, right? They signed all the guys there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're funny. I like you already, man.
I remember the New York Packers there. I don't know who they, you know, honestly, like, they don't have a backup plan. Like, let's be realistic. Like, if it is, it's a C plan. It's not a good, what's the, I love the bubble, right? Put C, that's the plan.
Right.
Put C, like, they don't have a plan. It's just get lucky. That's the plan. They don't have one right now. It's
give up a first round pick. I mean, it's Rodgers worth the first round pick, man.
So who's got the leverage right now? Who's got the leverage right now? The Packers or the Jets? Because the Packers don't want him coming back in there with Jordan Love trying to be the starter. You don't want those problems. You got a media circus going on. So who's got the leverage?
I still think it's the Packers. That I know I'm rare at thinking that, but I still think it's the Packers. At the end of the day, they still hold the cards. Like they hold. Like they could just be like. Rodgers could show up. I mean, like, who cares? I mean, the Niners dealt with this with Young in Montana. It could happen.
It could happen.
Nobody knows. I mean, this guy, Shimon's a Niners fan. Nobody knows QB drama like the Niners. I mean, anything's possible. So
speaking of QB, speaking of QB drama for the Niners, Brandon already said that Aaron Rodgers would be better going to the Niners.
Well, yeah.
There's a guy named Tom Brady out there that's been hinting about coming back. I'm going to get back to you, Shimon, because I'm going to end with Shimon's team. So, Brandon, they're talking about Miami. They're talking about Miami, him coming back. You think that's fake news or big-time storyline?
No, he's not coming. If Tua were to get hurt and be out for a year, late in the year, then they call him.
I can pull up the
but he's not coming. He just couldn't say no because he has to get attention. He's also an attention seeker, you know, like Rodgers. It's not worse.
But I mean, he the GOAT. I mean, he get attention just by walking down the street.
So, Shimon, your team has quarterback issues. Everybody seems hurt like all y'all's running backs do. Would you welcome
Brett Purdy.
Would you welcome Brady coming to your team?
No. I like what we got.
What do you got? Like y'all trying to trade Lance.
Play next year, probably. So.
But it's... It's not necessarily that we need a good quarterback. We just need somebody that knows where to put the ball in the right spot. We got good. That's what Jimmy G was doing. He was just putting the ball. He wasn't throwing 40-yard, 50-yard passes down the field. He was throwing 10-yard sprints.
Shimon, don't insult our special guest, Darren, by saying we don't need a good quarterback. Look at Jimmy G. When that's his quarterback now.
That's what he got to do with. That's why I asked him how you feel about Derek Carr. I think that would have been a great trade. Derek Carr for Jimmy, I would have took D Carr over Jimmy. Jimmy, listen, this is what Jimmy is. Look, I'll bet money. If Derek Carr had Brandon Ayuk, Brandon Ayuk would have a 1,000-plus yard season.
Derek Carr had Devontae Adams, dude.
Devontae Adams.
Who the fuck is Brandon Ayuk compared to Devontae Adams?
And Devontae Adams' hair getting gray too, so he ain't.
Hey, so is my hair, but I'm still looking pretty. It doesn't matter, dude. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter at all. So, Brandon, going back to the Dolphins real quick. There's been rumors about Derrick Henry or Dalvin Cook joining your franchise. You think that's smart? And if so, who would you rather have?
I mean, you know who I love to death, but
I don't know.
I think it's going to be Dalvin with a restructured deal because I would never pay a running back money. Derrick Henry makes way too much money.
Dalvin Cook don't make money?
That's why they're going to release him. And he'll restructure either to come home to Miami or go to Buffalo, I believe.
Yeah, I like that.
I'd sign him for like $4 million, $5 million a year. I wouldn't give him no more.
Well, that's you, man. Being realistic, I don't know if that's going to work.
I mean, being realistic, when's the last last time a high-paid running back's won a Super Bowl? It hasn't happened.
Or don't get injured. When's the last time?
I mean, Derrick Henry really don't get hurt much, but he's 29. I mean,
it's going to catch up with him.
So Darren, we talked about those running backs right there, and Brandon actually brought up Buffalo being rumored for Dalvin Cook. I've heard Buffalo's rumored for Derrick Henry, and Von Miller came out and said D-Hop wants to be a Bill. Who would be more significant on the Bills, D-Hop or Derrick Henry?
I honestly think Hopkins, with the way that the Bills are trying to play offensively.
I like it.
You know, like maybe like in the old, like they'll run the ball, it's Buffalo. I think with Allen, right, he rolls out. Hopkins, like if there's a 50-50 ball, I mean, he's winning it most of the time. I mean, how would you not want him in the way the NFL is now going? And we talked about running backs. Like, it's the weirdest thing. They're so important. Running the ball is so damn important in the NFL. We can't pay you guys all that much. We can find multiple. It's just such a weird business model. But the NFL players that are running backs, it's like, it's almost this weird deal. Like, if you're a great running back, it's like, you're just not going to get paid easily. That's this weird kind of concept I always find with NFL running backs. It's so odd.
That's so very true. And speaking of good running backs back in his day, when I was watching him, Shimon, you was a great running back in the day. So here's my thing right now. Here's my thing, because your team always has running backs, and you might have the best one in the game, Christian McCaffrey. You might have the best one in the game. That's probably why you don't have to have a top-notch quarterback, or in the words of Richard Sherman, a mediocre running back, quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Mediocre.
He did good for us.
Anyway,
he did good for us.
Let me ask you this question, though, for the Dolphins. For the Dolphins, they keep talking about Derrick Henry and Dalvin Cook. I've heard another running back say he wants to get traded in the name of Austin Eckler. I think Austin Eckler with the Dolphins would fit better with them than Derrick Henry or Dalvin Cook. What do you think? Shimon, what do you think?
I think that fits perfectly fine. With the Dolphins, Austin Eckler, that works perfectly fine. It's because I actually got Tua being my quarterback in fantasy. If I can get Tua in fantasy, I'm getting him. And it's because, bro, I'm trying to tell you, I don't know. I got a feeling, and I know what's going to happen. They got a team, man. They got a team. And Tyreek Hill was talking about it. I watched his podcast. And that team's going to surprise a lot of people. A lot of people are sleeping on Miami. I like it.
I don't think nobody's sleeping on Miami. But then you brought up fantasy football, and you'll never get any of these rings, baby.
I'm getting one this year because you let me back in the league, right?
But you know what I'm saying? I think it'll fit better, coach. Too. Brandon, as a Dolphin fan, do you think Eckler would fit better than those other two running backs we talked about?
Are you happy with Mostert? I'm happy with Mostert and Wilson. I mean, because they both averaged 6 yards a carry last year.
Because they both played for the 49ers and got hurt. That's why you like it. I mean,
they get hurt. And we don't run the ball a whole lot. Hopefully we'll change that. But we have no offensive line to do it.
That's why Eckler should be there.
But he's 31 years old and he wants more money. Like, dude, you're not getting it, you know? Lucky been in the league this long.
I mean, y'all obviously trying to go all in if y'all's talking about Tom Brady. Y'all would welcome Tom Brady coming there. I guarantee you y'all would welcome him to come there for at least 1 year to try to win.
But we ain't giving $30 million to be a backup, man. I mean,
why would they welcome Tom Brady when they got a future quarterback in Tua?
A future what?
Tua is supposed to be huge for Miami,
right? The league and everything when he's healthy.
That's what I'm saying. So why would they even be thinking of considering Tom Brady?
More not considering.
I don't know, bro. Darren, I don't know. They talking some crazy stuff. Because you know about the injury history and everything. Tua already said he almost retired. So before we talk about anything, big ups to DeMar Hamlin. He's cleared to play. After he almost died. I don't understand. I feel like DeMar Hamlin spent less time like getting himself together than Tua did after his concussion. Tua was gone. You couldn't even find this guy nowhere. But you saw DeMar Hamlin in the windows like, everywhere.
And nobody says, hey, don't play football, you might die again. You don't hear that from the media. It's Tua, oh, he had a concussion like every other player that's ever played in college.
Hey, Darren. Hey,
yeah.
Darren.
Yeah. Colton's crazy.
I'm crazy. I'm passionate, baby. I'm passionate. You know what I'm saying? So speaking of passionate fans and passionate things.
Crazy, man. Coaches are crazy. You got to remember that.
Hey, but you're a coach too, baby. Derek, you and your wife are coaches.
My wife tells me every day I'm crazy.
You and your wife.
Hey, he said this. He said, I got a dollar for whoever get this tackle on the kickoff.
I was doing some Bounty Gate stuff. I ain't going to lie. Greg Williams over here, baby.
I got that tackle, coach. You gave me that dollar, didn't you?
I gave it to you, yo.
I gave it to my mom, and she bought us some oodles and noodles we ate for the night.
All right, so look, we're gonna talk about some more trade rumors and some trades that already happened. Allen Robinson, who used to be a name that we thought mattered, Darren, him to the Steelers. Is that boring fake news or is that big time storyline?
Well, I think he got traded to the Steelers. That's all that matters to me. He went to the Steelers. So I feel like whenever the Steelers get somebody, I'm always like, well, there's a chance, right? I don't know. That's how I feel about that franchise. Like, there's a chance with it. So I think Allen Robinson going to there. And the trade was weird from the Rams standpoint, right? They traded. I feel like they, I think if I read it correctly, they paid a lot of the salary for him.
Yeah. They gave him away.
Yeah, and they got like, what, they move up like 18 picks or something random like that. It wasn't even like they moved up that high. So I thought it was, for me, it's a win for the Steelers. Just, can I just say real quick on the Eckler side of it?
Yes.
To me, that's a massive, that would be a massive win if Miami got him. So that's,
thank you, Darren. Thank you.
The Robinson side of
he that. Fits, right? He fits that team.
Darren, did I not say I like that?
I agree with you. I just,
how much money would you pay?
How much money is Derrick Henry going to get?
That's what I'm saying. Look, we're not getting either one of them.
What I'm saying is,
Antrell, let me tell you about talking the gridiron with me. My co-host Jimmy Pilato, as you know, played with him, so that's why I'm a little biased towards him.
That's okay. That's okay. But it fits, though. It makes sense. It makes sense. And I think Henry to the Bills makes sense to go there better. I think Henry should have the Bills. Cold weather. Henry and Josh Allen, who's going to run the ball? They're both physical. That's scary. That's scary, cold weather. That's scary.
Do you think Henry can catch the ball well enough in an offense like that? That would be my concern.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not saying it's a bad fit. I mean, he's a great player.
So right.
They would make it work. I'm just wondering if we're talking perfect fit.
Well, you got Naheem Hines there also. So you can put them both in the backfield. You know what I mean? Hines is going to have to play
Damian
a role.
Damian Harris, too. They just
Got Damian Harris, who's always beat up and broken down.
I don't think you can put $20 million a year into a running back.
Yeah, you can't. I'd rather have D-Hop, like Darren said. D-Hop fits that team better. I think
that's a $20 million year number three. So I don't know.
All right, so back in my division.
Mind you, Brandon's negative over this.
Back in my division.
He's just negative.
Nobody's talking about these things in my division. Saquon Barkley still has not signed. He said he's not going to sign, and he's not going to come under that tag. Brandon, is that big-time storyline, or is that just fake news?
Yeah.
It's big time. I think it's hard to pay running backs, man, and it sucks because he's good. But I think they'll work something out. He'll eventually sign something. They're not going to let him walk.
And that going to walk. Shimon, who signs first?
No.
Lamar or Saquon?
Lamar, man. Somebody going to get Lamar, man. These people keep playing. He's you got to realize he's his own agent.
Which sucks.
Yeah, there's a rule or whatever. I think that's what we're realizing.
What's the problem is? That's the problem.
He turned down more money than Hurts got. So he's an idiot, and
because he deserves more money than Hurts. Hurts isn't better than Lamar.
Hold on. Lamar and the money. Hurts got a big deal there. Big deal. But when you really looked at the deal, he only got $110 million guaranteed. They show $175, but it was $110. $175 is if he gets injured. You know what I mean? Does this hurt or help Lamar?
Lamar, I just feel like, I don't know if you remember this name, Terrell. I feel like you'll remember it. Joey Galloway.
Seahawks, Cowboys, Ohio State.
Yeah, he sat out with the Seahawks 1 year, like 9 games in the return. And he kind of thought he was a really good receiver. Kind of how I feel like Jackson kind of perceives him in the quarterback class. And with Jackson being his own agent, I do feel like there is a chance that he sits out in this season. Or at least a few games. I've kind of changed over the last 4 weeks about that. As time's going on now and I'm hearing things come out both ways, he seems pretty real about his thoughts. Like, he doesn't seem fake in that regard. Like, no, you're not going to pay me. I'll watch out. I'm going to sit out the whole – like, he doesn't seem fake like that to me. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he actually sat out games. Like Galloway, he was the same way. He didn't sit out. He's on ESPN now, still doing just fine. So – I don't know. That's how I feel about it.
That's a good point. Great point. So here's my question, Brandon. So like Darren was talking about sitting out. Mm-hmm. Which way would you think that this is going to go? Lamar sitting out to equal Deshaun sitting out getting paid? Or Lamar sitting out and ruin your career like Le'Veon Bell did?
Well, let's be clear. Watson didn't sit out voluntarily.
Well, he still was out a year and got paid.
Yeah. Well, that's just because Cleveland is...
It don't matter who it is. All you need is one.
Well, Lamar turned down more guaranteed money and a better contract than Jalen Hurts got. He said that.
Which is stupid.
So, you think you're worth more than someone who just went to the Super Bowl who's younger and more talented than you when you have declined steadily every year and hadn't played a full season in 4 seasons. Mm. If he sets out, it shows he's a quitter. Like he proved last year, it's only going to hurt him. And I don't think a team's going to take a chance on him. Man. I wouldn't. I would not give him any guaranteed money.
Well, you got to give some guaranteed money. It's the nature of the business.
They offered him like 170. It was guaranteed. That's not enough. For what? What have you done?
I think
a playoff game.
I think if he can rewind time, if he can forecast what has happened in life, he would rewind time and take that deal. I think so right now.
I know he would. Yeah, he's not going to get a better one from anyone else.
But now, like Darren said, he's stubborn now. Now he has to stick to his guns. You know what I mean? He feels obligated to stick to that.
XFL next year. I mean.
No, it's not going to be like that. Just like Swole said when I had to put the reel up when he was talking about, I'll take Tim Tebow or I'll take the XFL quarterback. I'm going to put y'all on blast for saying some dumb shit on here. Don't think I won't.
It's going to hurt him if he sets out again.
I don't think you'll sit back.
Hey, Darren.
So, Shimon.
Hey, Darren, welcome to the show. I'll take Cam Newton.
Yeah, we talked about that too. Shimon, yeah, so here's my deal. I think that we're all in agreement that no team wants to put out that much money, but we feel like the Ravens are probably the team that needs to do it for their sake and for his sake. What's going to be the common medium that they can get to? What do you think it has to be? Like 3 years, 150 guaranteed. That way you're giving them $50 million a year,
man,
or what?
I know what you're saying. They got to pay him.
That's $50 million?
Lamar, he has Coach Roman still there, right? The one that coached Colin Kaepernick?
No, they got a new coach.
He's still there, right?
I think they need a whole new coach.
So, that might change things. So, but no, somebody needs to pay. Lamar deserves to be the third, like top three, top most played quarterback in the league. Like, he needs to be paid. Like, he can do it all. He can do it all. He can do it. I'm sorry. He plays for the Ravens. What receiver can you name?
Odell Beckham. That is a top receiver.
Odell? No, I'm talking about the past season. I'm talking about the past 2 seasons. What
the best receiver has he had
that is at least top
10? It doesn't matter. None of that matters. That's organizational problems. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
That's what I'm saying.
We've talked about how bad the organization did for him. We already talked about that. And that's just what it is. So, Darren, here's my question. Now that Jalen Hurts signed this contract, which I think he took a bargain deal. Why do you think he took that bargain deal? Because I feel like he could have waited and got more because he didn't have a fifth-year contract or a fifth-year option because he was a second-round pick. He could have waited longer than anybody else. Why do you think he jumped the gun and signed this contract?
Personality.
Yeah,
I just think that's what it comes down to. He just, I mean, probably Brandon could have tested this better than I could. Like, I mean, not many. I mean, I honestly didn't think he would be very good in the NFL. It's one thing I've been massively wrong on because he got replaced in the championship game right in college, and you're like, well, he wasn't. You know what I mean? You kind of think like, well, how is he going to be this good in the NFL? And he's definitely proved me wrong in that regard. But I think that's Parr's plays a factor in his contract as well. That would be my gut feeling in that regard.
I feel you on that. I think the draft capital that the Eagles have played a part also. And also, Brandon, I don't care what y'all say about Jalen Hurts. Everybody's talking about how great he is or whatever. He did it for 1 year. 1 year, Brandon. 1 year. How many? Hold on. How many Alabama quarterbacks are anything in the NFL? How many? Yeah, keep thinking.
Jalen Hurts just went to the Super Bowl.
No, listen. We can talk about many quarter. We can talk about many quarterbacks that went to the Super Bowl that ain't shit. My organization's won three. Three. Okay. And my quarterbacks ain't been nothing like that.
All right.
So that's what I'm trying to say. For him to give him that much money after 1 year.
My team, the 49ers, did not have a quarterback. We was playing Christian McCaffrey. We
but y'all don't need a good quarterback. You're supposed to. Y'all don't need one.
Hold on, Shemont. I ain't done with my stuff yet, Brandon.
But he hit it. He hit it about Hurts, man.
No.
That's why
I agree with Darren said about his character and everything. Jalen Hurts said, hold on. Jalen Hurts said one of the best quotes that I've ever heard, and I love it. He said, I questioned me before y'all questioned me. I love shit like that. I love stuff like that because it's like...
He's a real humble dude.
You know what I'm saying? He's real humble doing things. But here we go, Shimon. Since he did do that, who's going to be next? Burrow, Herbert. What kind of contracts are we looking at now?
Burrow going to get a big-ass contract. Y'all already know that. That's no question.
Is he going to get $50
million? Like what? Y'all know...
$50 million?
Burrow came to Cincinnati and changed that shit around.
You're right.
He's already did way better than Andy Dalton did.
You're right. So, Darren,
No, the window ain't closing for him. He's only 20, him. What, three? He's like my age. Nah, it's only opening for Joe Burrow.
I'm with you. Darren.
It's only opening for him.
Darren, the organization just came out and said, we are going to pay Joe Burrow, Max, because they value him. They said they're going to sign Ja'Marr Chase. They're going to sign T. Higgins. I have been on the record saying I think the Bengals will go to the Super Bowl this year. I've been on the record saying that. So, if we're going to give Burrow all this money, how is Herbert going to be in the same conversation when he really hasn't lived up to what we thought? Whether that's the coaches for the Chargers' fault or just the Chargers always being elevated and always failing. Throughout the years.
When it comes to contracts and money, team success is not correlated with that. I mean, look back to 6 years ago when Derek Carr was the highest paid quarterback. And then 8 months later, Jimmy Garoppolo became the highest paid quarterback. And not just highest paid quarterback. These guys were the highest paid players in the history of the NFL. So that stuff doesn't really correlate with team success and paying a guy. So what I'm interested in, Terrell, is, you know, we're raw, right? So
we're raw.
Who's bigger, right? Who's gonna wait each other out longer to get the bigger contract? That's
exactly
like, yeah.
Who's gonna do it first? Exactly right. But here's my thing: if Burrow goes first, how does Herbert even say I need more money than that? He has no leg to stand on.
I'm not saying you're right. It's just the NFL, they do this, right? Like, it's Herbert. He's great. We'll pay him whatever. Yeah, that's just kind of what I think it can come down to, too.
Burrow's sitting back like this with a cigar in his mouth, chilling like, y'all might as well go ahead and do y'all's contract because I'm going to crush everything that y'all do, and it's guaranteed. And I think Burrow's that guy, and he's going to be that guy.
I love Burrow.
To do
I'm more of a Burrow guy than Herbert, for sure.
I'm more of a Burrow than anybody.
Maybe that's a division thing here, Terrell. Division thing, I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. Because your division, you got the third best quarterback in the division.
He's the best looking, right? He's the best looking.
Look, hey, that's your preference, man. That's your preference. All right, so look.
He gets those Subway. Out here, those Subway commercials, he gets them for a reason. It's not because of his quarterback.
Yeah. Jimmy G's out here doing Subway commercials talking about, I've got this great foot long, and it's Italian. Exactly. And it's Italian.
The Italian
Hey, let's be appropriate. We're not appropriate on Real Lesson Sports Talk.
Hey, but Jimmy G can do that, yo. Look, and they'll put the, you know how they put the special effects? He'll blink like, he'll be like, ching. That's what he does.
Jimmy be getting it, but hey. Jimmy will throw a pick.
Yeah, he'll throw a pick. Or he'll overthrow a pass to win the Super Bowl. Anyway, So let's get to the draft real quick. I know we ran a little bit longer. On this episode. And we see Cleveland get destroyed by 21 points, Mondo. Anyway.
24.
Oh, 24. I must be a little bit behind. So, Brandon, your quarterback, Bryce Young, who I questioned a lot previous episodes about the stature of him or whatever. He's probably going to be the number one pick in the draft. My question to you is, what happened to C.J. Stroud? This guy started off being going to be the number one pick because of the coach, you know what I'm saying, for the Panthers. Now they talk about he can't read, he can't organize, he can't study stuff. He was surrounded by too much talent. He can't do. What happened to C.J. Stroud, Brandon?
I don't know if anything happened. I mean, I just think Bryce is clearly the surefire quarterback in this draft, and I think he's the only one. Stroud was surrounded by four NFL receivers and then one that's going to be the best receiver next year.
Which one's that? Which one's that?
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Is he a fantasy play? Mr. Goat Brandon, I like the fantasy out there. What round are you picking up him?
Whenever he gets to the league, Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Did he declare?
No, he can't. He's a sophomore.
Oh, he still can't declare yet?
He would be better than all.
What's the other guy? The other guy for Ohio State to declare?
Jackson Smith and Jigba. He's solid, man. I would definitely pick him up, depending on where he goes.
Okay, all right. Going back to what you're saying about Stroud.
But, Stroud, I mean, the test was terrible about processing information. The lowest score possibly you could get.
That's crazy.
The next lowest score was 79. This was like 13. So
dang, really, man. That's horrible.
But he was exposed in the Michigan game quite a bit.
My boys.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with him. He's still probably the second best quarterback, but I wouldn't take him in the top five. I just think Bryce has something special.
Darren, as a Raiders fan, we know you have Jimmy G, but we know that he's a bridge quarterback. We know that. Yeah. We know about the slippage maybe of CJ. We know about, you know, the dude from Florida, Anthony Richardson. You know, some people look at him like he's a specimen, and some people are like, yo, he had the lowest completion percentage. And then we look at Will Levis. You know, so y'all are picking number 7. And if CJ slides, would you be happy if they pulled the trigger to make a trade to get up there with the Texans or Cardinals? Because I'm not sure that the Texans are going to take a QB, especially with their defensive-minded coach and the Cardinals. If you at number 7 and all three of them quarterbacks are there, well, the Colts are going to take one. Who would you want at number 7? Would you take a quarterback?
Will Anderson.
Anderson's going to be gone.
He's definitely the guy.
Best player in the draft.
Please, that is definitely the guy.
He's gone. Number two.
Honestly, I hope the Raiders don't take a quarterback. I just really? I don't see that 7. I mean, they suck in so many other areas. I mean, their defense is pathetic. It's always been pathetic. It's my whole life. It's been basically pathetic. They need impact defenders at 7. They can't hit. They drafted his guy, McClain. That was our highest draft pick at linebacker.
Rolando, baby.
Rolando.
One that slam boot on the ground.
Yeah.
The Raiders, I always say this, they cannot, in my lifetime, it's a long lifetime,
they cannot draft
a middle linebacker if their life depends. Greg Beaker. A white linebacker in like 2000 is their best linebacker. That's it. That's their best guy. I mean, come on, man.
They have missed a lot of first round picks, man. They missed a lot of high first round picks.
It's awful. Yeah. It's laughable.
I can't laugh. My organization misses on every fucking pick. I mean, I don't know.
No, I mean,
miss on everything. I don't know. So
I just don't think a quarterback Terrell is the right answer, though, for them. I mean, it's just I don't think this is the draft class for seven.
If CJ slides, if he slides past the Texans and gets to the Cardinals, knowing that the Colts are behind him, would you make a trade to the Cardinals to get CJ at number three?
No, I'd have to wait. You wouldn't want him there. No, I'd have to wait for him to fall at seven. Their team just doesn't need a quarterback, man. It's just they suck in so many.
Obviously, players. You don't need a quarterback because Shemar already said they won without a quarterback, and now y'all got that person that wasn't a quarterback. I don't know.
I like Jimmy G better. I like Jimmy G.
What? Than Derek Carr?
Carr. For nine
everyone likes Jimmy better than Carr.
No, bro, Jimmy is better than Carr, bro.
Yes.
I think we're both too close to the situation.
Derek Carr, I would take Derek Carr definitely over Jimmy G. Definitely.
I'm not a big Carr guy. I mean, maybe Jimmy G. I hear you guys on that. But you gotta remember. I think a lot of people remember that. That shitty playoff run he had last year. And a lot of it, his thumb was really messed up in that thing, too. So he did look extra crappy in that playoff run than he usually is, too.
Listen, this is what Josh Lynch said. And John Lynch didn't try to be rude to Jimmy. But he just said that Brock Purdy perfects the offense the way that we expect it to be.
I agree.
Let me ask you a question, Shimon.
Real quick before we get off here and start number two, because number two is going to be vicious. So y'all spent all this draft capital to move up, which the 49ers, everybody thought that y'all were moving up to take Mac Jones. But you took Trey Lance. Unfortunately, he got hurt last year, which I had him in fantasy because I thought he was going to be one of them breakout stars. I thought he was going to be one of them guys that get as my backup quarterback and he's going to just transform everything. Unfortunately, now we're hearing rumors that he's on the trading block, which means you have the boy from Carolina, Sam Darnold, who's seeing ghosts, and then you got Brock Purdy. Are you happy with that? Your team is ready to win right now in a weak NFC. You're ready to win right now, and you don't want Tom Brady? What do you want?
All right.
What I want is a team, and what I want is love. And
no, I don't give a fuck what love you want. What quarterback? You want Jordan Love? Do you want Jordan Love?
No. Oh, my God. Coach, you're funny. You're a comedian. I've been told you get with that. But all right, look. Dang. All right, look. Brock
you,
Purdy.
You got it?
He checks all the check marks that Jimmy Clinton. Bro.
What right check marks?
What check marks? Okay.
We got a small sample size, man.
Third one foot, the Brandon Ayuk, the touchdown. You think Jimmy would have threw that? He would have threw it across the middle and threw a pick. Brock
Jimmy
Purdy.
Went to Super Bowls.
Huh?
He's been to Super Bowls.
What? No, not Super Bowls. He's been to a Super Bowl.
Oh my God! You're being
irrelevant. Hey,
Derek, hold on, Derek. Please give him some knowledge, please, Derek. Go ahead.
You know what? Derek. You're gonna probably hate me for this, Shimon. Maybe you'll like me for this. I'm actually gonna take your side on this.
In the sense of.
Purdy did look a lot better than Jimmy G.
Thank you, Darren. I love you, boy. What's your number?
You know Terrell, my co-host Tyler, is a hardcore Niners fan, and my guy Brian. I'm going to say I'm hashtag Team Lance a little bit, but I just for my friend, because I don't feel like he's got a shot yet. But Purdy went, what'd he go, Shimon, 13-1?
How can you hate on him? And Darren, look, I respect you because you know we're grown men. We all grown men. And you're the only one to admit it. That take heart to admit that. Look,
that takes grown men at heart because y'all say some bullshit. It does take heart. Anyway, let me say one thing real quick. Trey Lance, You invested a lot to trade for Trey Lance, right? You obviously saw something. You see the way the league is transforming to these running type quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts-y type, Mahomes-y type, Allen type, these kind of like mobile quarterbacks. So you put him on a chopping block in the trade or whatever. I think it's better to try to trade Brock Purdy because he is what he is as a late, late draft pick that has the highest value that he could possibly have right now. And you run with the guy that you traded up for to get and trade Lance. I think that's the better decision.
Do you know what Ian Rappaport was talking about?
I don't give a fuck about Ian Rappaport. This Realism Sports Talk. This is what we talk about.
That's fake news you're watching.
We about to trade Lance to Tennessee.
For what?
For a first round pick. And Nick Mullins
back. Nobody giving up a first round pick.
Not for Trey Lance.
A second at least.
Nobody giving up a second for Trey Lance.
You need to trade Brock Purdy for that second round pick.
Because
next year, everybody's going to figure him out, and he's going to be what he was.
Figure out Christian McCaffrey. You can't figure out George Kittle. You can't figure out Deebo Samuel. You can't figure out all these players.
Right. Those are great players.
Philly figured them out. I mean,
that's why Jimmy G got a contract.
Philly figured them out when they had a running back playing quarterback. That's when
you didn't need a quarterback in that offense. That was your words. You don't need a quarterback. So why didn't
you? You're right.
You should have won.
I'm going to end it. Ready?
All right. Yeah, you're right. All right.
So look. Thank you, guys. Appreciate. Hold on. Producer.
No, I wanted to clean up that gambling thing.
Oh, the producer's got a rule for the gambling thing.
All right. So on NFL.com, they said a league review uncovered no evidence indicating any inside information was used or that any game was compromised in any way.
Of course not.
And then they also say that the gambling policy prohibits anyone in the NFL from engaging in any form of gambling in any club or league facility or venue, including the practice facility.
Right. So my question is, if the practice facility is here, the parking lot ends right here. If he steps over the curb, can he place a bet right there? I need to hear proof that that's okay.
It just says as long as it's not on NFL.
But you see what I'm trying to say?
As long as it's off.
If he steps
NFL
over the curb and makes the bet, is that okay? It's too gray for me. It's too gray, especially when you got talented players.
He has to end somewhere.
It does. I just think it's stupid. I think they're over-exaggerating these rules. And speaking of crazy rules, episode 2 with the NBA playoffs with my man Darren with the Golden State Warriors and Draymond Green. Oh, boy. And Brandon. We got people in LeBron's cussing him out, flicking him off. We going to have some fun with the NBA playoffs. Be right back. 168 Part 2. Thank y'all. Realism Sports Talk. Raw. Darren, be ready, baby.
I'm ready, baby.